Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Soup Arif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. A show that is designed to give you an understanding of what you're studying, a bird's eye view about relationships, and how our life is predicated upon relationships. And if those relationships are sour, the outcome will be sour. No matter if those relationships is with the great I am or the almighty Yah, whatever you want to call him, you know what you call him, right? If you don't have a constructive and positive relationship with him, the outcome for you will not be to your satisfaction. And just to position it in accordance with each other. See, a lot of us think, let me go back. Because of the fact that we don't know what relationships are and what they call for and the demands of relationships, we seem to call everybody, that's my friend. Everybody ain't your friend. And even that being said, you all know how to treat your friend. With friends, you have to show yourself friendly, meaning that you must be accommodating. Bend over backwards. Go the other mile. Stretch on out, as we said. But seeing that we don't know anything about relationships, beginning from the relationship with our Creator to relationship with one another, families, wives, husbands, friendships, brothers, sisters, so on and so forth. You name it. I'll call it. Because as you can see, the violence that are escalating in our communities is a lack of understanding. The people perish for lack of understanding. And the evidence doesn't lie. We're good at singing slogans. Black Lives Matter. Hands up. Don't shoot. Can we just all get along? But it's meaningless if there's no action behind it, predicated upon action. Knowing action. Knowing what must be done and what must not be known. Knowing that the shedding of innocent blood is not required. Is something that cannot be tolerated and are accepted in our communities. The killing of children, the killing of women, the killing of each other shouldn't be tolerated. But seeing that we don't know anything about relationships and that we have had poor examples that are being set forth today as I speak, poor examples of what relationships are all about. And we are tend to and prone to follow suit because of lack of understanding. That's why Cartier, my brother and dear friend from New York, and I, we bring these studies to you so you can get an understanding what is required to improve upon a relationship with the great I Am, to improve upon a relationship with one another, husband, wives, friends, brothers, sisters, so on and so forth. Because otherwise, we're simply a hot mess. And the evidence don't lie. Take a look at it. Take a look around in your birds and your mind's eye. Take a look around what Yum Soup is talking about. You see anything that's working for you? Universally speaking, do you see any relationship has improved from lack of study? Relationship with the great I Am? Relationship with one another? And surely relationship with strangers. Every man or woman going their own way, doing their own thing, and no one doing what the Most High says. No, Cartrell said something the other day in one of these study sessions. You've tried the rest. Why not try the best? It's true. And Cartier was on point. So, why don't you join in with our studies? And why don't you do critical analysis and assessment of those studies? Why don't you reverse engineer in our studies? And why don't you reconstruct in our studies? And then why don't you apply what you've learned in our studies? Put the Most High on point. I bet he can measure up. But seeing that no one else has measured up for you, put the Most High on point. Ask him to measure up. I assure you he will. If you're on point, if you're measuring up, if you draw near close to him, he'll draw close to you. If you measure up, I assure you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov will measure up. If you measure up in relationships with one another that wants to be in constructive and positive relationship with one another, be their husband, wife, children, and so on and so forth, and they want to measure up with you, I assure you, if they follow the well-laid plan, You will meet each other. And those relationships will improve. Because as I speak, we are a hot mess. Let's be honest about it. Stop lying to ourselves and each other. Say this is the best we can get. Well, this is the best that you can get. I don't know what to tell you. And this is the best we're going to get. No, no, no. It can get better than that. A whole lot better than that, okay? But you can only know this by virtue of your studies and your application of your studies. But before we get started in our studies, Cartier and I want to simply make some comments on contemporary subject matters. You know I like to make them. And if you study people, and you study different nations, and you have ample opportunity to study the people of this nation, and they prove who they are beyond any shadow of a doubt by virtue of their leadership. Oh, yes, they will. Their leaders will get on the national television news in Congress and lie and lie and lie on top of that lie and look you dead in the face, not cracking a smile. Reverse engineer that with me for a second, please. If these people can lie and lie and lie on top of lie, what confidence do you have in these people? And why is it that you don't question anything they say and or do? These people have proven to you beyond any shadow of a doubt they're not to be trusted. What did our Native American friends say, our brothers and sisters? White men speak with forked tongue. Yet, some of you simply seem to ignore that. But they didn't lie now. They did that. You'll believe everything they tell you. And then some. But yet you'll hate men like Cartrell, women like Avion. You'll say they're dinosaurs, they're stupid. Hate men and women like Avion and Cartrell who tells you to love one another, encourage one another, support one another, look out for one another, do right by strangers of different nations. Do right by your creator. Don't lie. Don't steal. And they're the ones as dinosaurs. Oh, my. Well. Some of us never ceases to amaze me. That being said, I'm going to bring my dear brother from New York on Cartrell. And then we're going to get started after he makes his commentaries. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom, brother.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Shalom, family. Brother Yom Suf, Ari. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. Very appreciative. May he bless yours also.
Thank you, Aki. And, he mentioned them dinosaurs, but they don't have a problem with science trying to recreate them through genetic engineering.
Trying to.
Making a Jurassic Park or something.
Exactly.
But we know that the creator's in control. We see that people in China and Iran, they're getting flooded out. They're talking about floods of biblical proportion.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the fire and the smoke is coming all the way east. We're getting that haze in the east from the smoke in the west. Mm. And it's not even fire season.
That's a lot of fire, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a problem with our relationships like you've been speaking about so eloquently because we haven't been taught no better.
Exactly.
We are broken people that don't know nothing about ourselves. We only know what they teach us about who we are.
That's the problem. It is.
We're supposed to be teaching other people about who we are.
Right.
We're so broken, we don't even know our roots and our culture. They talk about Black History Month, and they start with Dr. Martin Luther King. Our history ain't start with Dr. Martin Luther King.
You ain't lying, country.
Or Rosa Parks.
No, you ain't lying.
Or Fannie Lou Hamer.
No, you ain't lying.
It ain't stuck there. That's all we know. And
that's
guess what? We tend to hate ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we hate ourselves? Because we don't know ourselves. We don't know each other.
And some do. Some hate ourselves and each other and hate anything that remotely looks like us too.
Ain't that a shame?
It's a shame. It's sickening and saddening, country.
But you know that the Most High is watching everything that his creation is doing.
Mm-hmm.
He is creating, watching our relationships with each other and with him. And
exactly.
He's going to judge them. There's going to be a judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Final judgment. Everybody know there's going to be a final judgment. You better know the codification to save your soul.
Exactly.
Because that's what that states.
Yeah, you better know the specification and codification. I had to concur with Cartrell on that.
Not according to the doctrines of men or the religions of men, but straight from the Most High Yah's mouth.
Exactly.
We spoke it, the prophets wrote it, and we ain't got no excuses because it's right here, right in front of our face.
And that's that on that. No excuses.
So ignorance of the law, what? Is no excuse. If you
no
go
excuse.
To a red light and you talking about you ain't know there was a red light, that ain't stopping that cop from giving you a ticket.
Tell it to the judge. Tell it to the judge. You didn't
know. That's what he's going to say.
You should have knew. You had to drive. You got driver's license. You should have knew.
And why should you have known? Because you went through that stop sign, and you're blessed that you didn't get struck because you were supposed to stop.
Exactly. You didn't hurt yourself or anyone else for that matter.
Mm-hmm. So these laws that we violate, these codifications that the Most High gave us, we don't know the hurt that we're doing ourselves when we ignore them.
Right. Ourselves, each other, and the Most High. You hurt the Most High feeling.
Mm-hmm.
The Most High need love, too, and appreciation. You just take him for granted. You just take things he do on earth for granted. The air you breathe. And the food that you eat, the clothes you wear, you just take that for granted. Oh, I got them at the store. No, if it wasn't for the Most High, there wouldn't be no store. Okay? So stop taking things for granted and give thanksgiving to the Most High and bless him and praise his holy name. And he would appreciate that. That's about relationships, man. I keep telling y'all about relationships. Learn to understand the Most High got feelings too. And appreciate some love, too. And some acknowledgement. It ain't going to hurt you. You acknowledge everybody else. The Democrat did that for me. The Republican did that for me. Oh, yeah. They did that for me. Yeah, they gave me $1,000. I got to stop. I got to stop. I got to get busy with my studies.
But you watch your politics like everybody else should, because America is being torn apart by their politics.
Exactly.
Like they're on a sinking ship, and the Democrats are throwing buckets at the Republicans, and the Republicans are throwing the buckets off the ship. And they all standing in deep water.
Crazy, man. People crazy as hell. What is the Native Americans say? White men speak with forked tongue. They did all.
He's telling the truth. Every treaty they made with the Apache, the Mohawk, the Cheyenne, the Seminole, the Dakotas.
They didn't lie. They didn't lie.
Yeah. On paper.
Yeah.
Not just by words. We're making treaty and pact.
Exactly.
How good are the treaties and the pacts that they made with the Apache brothers,
exactly,
the Cherokee brothers, and the Cheyenne, and the Mohawk, and the Seminole?
Exactly.
We don't see them no more, do we? When the last
no.
time we see a Mohawk, or Cheyenne, or Seminole, or Blackfoot, or Cherokee? When the last time you seen one?
Shoshones. The Shoshones.
Shoshones.
A lot of tribes, if they're here, they're not here in great numbers. They're very minimal. And because on those reservations, I've never been on one. I've had friends on one, Native American friends on, and those reservations are just a sad state of high diabetes, like us, high blood pressure, alcoholism, drug addiction, abuse, child abuse, women abuse on those reservations. It's somewhat like ours. It's similar. They're similar nature to us. And right.
We're living up all up in their inheritance. This is their land.
Right.
We're talking about being free.
Right. Come on, man. Stop it. Stop it. Is that your dog, Contra? You got a puppy?
Nah, that's a neighbor.
It's
a neighbor.
Okay. All
right. Got a lot to say.
Okay. Yeah, but tell me, hold that Noah down. We got a lot to say, too. All right, y'all. Turn to, if Cartier's done, turn to Chronicles, 1 Chronicles chapter 26. We're still in the specification of King Darwin is sharing with what need to be done, who need to be doing it, everything in order, nothing out of line. And we're coming to another, of course, the gatekeepers, how they are set up for gatekeeping duties.
So the important thing is that we have one king, King David, right?
Right.
And he wasn't no dictator because he's delegating leadership responsibility to a lot of people.
Well, they didn't know, and they had to be instructed, Katya. And when you don't know, you have to be instructed as to what to do. And it's just like
when he's ordering the nation, he's delegating responsibility to the leaders that are leaders within the nation. He ain't trying to micromanage everybody.
No. But you know, Cartel, once he informs them and they have the codification correct, then they can relay the codification to the next series of people in that tribe and what is required and so on and so forth. And that's why we study, like we study, to understand the codification. And so really he's sharing the codification that he's received from Yah. And he's sharing it with these princes, these leaders of these tribes, these tribes, and they're supposed to share the information as a continuum basis. Yeah, each one teach one, so to speak.
And that's so important because we're trying to do what they did when they was in charge of the nation.
Right.
You can see the vast difference of how when King David gave responsibility to all these various leaders into, you know, as far as the temple, how that's supposed to go, the gatekeepers and all of that. Everybody had their responsibility.
Right.
And you couldn't cross lines. Yeah, your specific responsibility. Whereas here, everybody just take a title because they feel like taking a title.
No, you couldn't take no title.
Ain't no lots being drawn or nothing like that.
No, you couldn't take no title just because that's what you want to title yourself in, you know. You had to been in that family structure system, and then you had to be educated and informed as to what your requirements in that family structure system.
And that's so important, too, that they handed down the family business to their children.
Exactly.
It was a generational thing.
Right. It was a heritage thing. They knew, and they were educated by King Darwin, who Most High educated him, and King Darwin educated them, and they were required to educate their family members and so on and so forth. Each one teach one. And that's why it's so important, y'all. Let's get this understood. It is so important to study the Most High. Study, study, restudy, apply, study, study, restudy, apply, study, 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 restudy, and apply. It is so important that you get this right. This is the most important thing in your life that you get right with your relationship with the Creator, okay? This is the most important thing in your life that you can do. Go ahead, Katrina.
And how we function with each other.
Exactly. If
your name is thrown in a box, my name is thrown in a box, and somebody else's name is thrown in a box, whoever names come out, that's the order.
Yeah, we equals. Until the name come out the box, and everybody got to go on with the program. We equals to the name go in the box.
And we all respect what comes out the box.
Right. And that's the Most High designated. That's the Most High designated. Hey, that's the one. That's the one. That's the one. That's the one. Okay?
So that helps to eliminate envy and jealousy and hatred, because we know I ain't choose myself.
Right.
Do it my name in the box, and my name came up.
That should dispense with all that kind of thing.
Yes.
And I do highly recommend it that when we, right now in these modern times, because we don't have the access and the cleansing up that we're, the Most High would do in the futuristic terms, that we do utilize this concept when we're dealing with one another, the concept of casting lots, praying and casting lots. And the whole point is to diminish with a lot of confusion and animosity and anger and pettiness, okay? I highly recommend casting lots for faith.
So how are our leaders chosen today?
We vote.
You voted for Reverend Al Sharpton?
Hey, I was sitting on.
You voted for Dr. Martin Luther King?
I don't think so.
Okay, so we can see in our history, the real history of our people, that our history was deep, that our ancient fathers worked together. They had a leader, they had leadership, they had order, and they worked together.
Right. And it wasn't no big eye, little you. It was just everybody doing what they knew they supposed to be doing, and they had no problem with anyone that the Most High put in that position by way of casting lots. It was a foregone conclusion after that. But everybody did their part, nevertheless, even after that. Okay? It wasn't no ego run amok. Hey, what? How come I can't be the leader? It was none of that. Most High, through King Dawit, dispensed with all that nonsense. And see, that's why we are like we are today in our communities. Because we don't know anything about working together, loving on one another, keeping confusion down. You know, and go and do your job and keep all this confusion down. And I'm telling you, a lot of us still like that country, even as I speak. We don't know how to keep confusion down. We know how to keep mess going. A lot of us just still messy old people. We like to keep mess going. We don't like no people. Yeah.
It's kind of like, you sound like Gregory Porter. We would like to really hear Gregory Porter.
Yeah.
I'm messing
with you. Okay. You wrong, but you hurt my feeling, man. Yeah, I thought I'd call little Gregory on you, man. I thought I'd call little mess with me.
Oh, no, Gregory, like your saying, man. Keep on saying, brother.
Yeah.
But we know you ain't Gregory Porter, because that brother you saying.
Ain't lying. You ain't lying. I can't argue with that. Hey, Cadre. You know, you kind of got me tongue-tied, and I can't argue with it.
It's kind of like that, though. You know, you know.
Yeah, well, it's true. But it's true.
And that's the same, brother. We love you, but we want the guy that can really do the job, baby.
Okay, well, I ain't arguing with it. I'm tongue-tied. All right, y'all. Well, Country and I are with you, and we're going to get into this. And y'all, let's get into it together, okay? Thank you, Country. Okay, brother. The division of the gatekeepers were the Korotites, the Levites, Levitical tribe of the Korotites, were from the division of the gatekeepers. And Meshelemiah, son of Korah, and the sons of Asaph, sons of Meshillemiah, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediliah the second, Zebadiah the third, Jehiel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, Eliehoenai the seventh, sons of Obed-Edom, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Yaha the third, Zakah the fourth, Nathaniel the fifth, Emiel the sixth, Askar the seventh, Philothiah the eighth, for Yah had blessed him. To his son, Shemaiah, were born sons who exercised authority in their tribes because they were men of means. They had men of substance. The sons of Shemaiah, Othniel, Raphael, Obed, Elisabeth, his brothers, men of ability, were Elihu, Shemaiah. All these sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and brothers, strong and able men for the service. The 62 of Obed-Edom. Yeah, go ahead, Katria.
You know, a gatekeeper is like a bouncer, right?
Right, big old dude.
You're not just walking up in these gates.
No.
You got the proper paperwork and the proper authority. These brothers,
no,
you're not going to pass them.
No, you can't roll up in here. Not like that player.
And they're like Stalin monks.
Yeah. And then you especially got to be for one of them 12 tribes, too.
Okay. There's a gate that each tribe had to go through. So if you go through the wrong gate, them guys will stop you.
Oh, what tribe are you from? You on the wrong spot, brother.
Gotta go all the way around to the west. Go all the way around,
okay? And you'll be on your spot. You can't come through here, okay? And, these were men of ability. I mean, they can handle it. They can handle themselves. All the sons of Obed-Edom, and they and their sons and brothers, strong, physically strong, and able men for the service. 62 of Obed-Edom. Meshillemiah had sons and brothers, able men, 18 in all. Hosah, the Merarite of the Levite tribe, and his sons. Shimre, the prince. He was not the firstborn, but his father designated him prince for whatever reason. But he wasn't the firstborn. Helkiah the second. Tabalah the third. Zechariah the fourth. All the sons and brothers of Hosha, 13 in all. These are the divisions of the gatekeepers by their prince men who worked in shifts corresponding to their kinsmen, ministering in the house of Yah. And here's how they came about, just like Katriel and I, to dispel with all kind of problems. They cast lots, small and great. It didn't care who you was. And by tribes. And for each gate. With no special court to nobody. The lot for the east gate fell to Shelemiah. Then they cast lots for Zechariah, his son, which was a prudent counselor, and his lots came out to be the north gate. For Obed-Edom, the south gate, and for his sons, the vegetable. For Shechem and for Hosea, the West King, with Shalaheth, gate on the ascending highway, the main highway, ascending into it. Watch, correspondent, your time you were, when you were on duty, watch, correspondent, to watch. What I'm saying is that when somebody at the north, south, east, or west gate change shifts, everybody change shifts. Okay? At the east.
It's like in England.
Right.
You see them dudes in red with the big black Afro-looking hat?
Right.
Yeah, everybody.
Right. Everybody changed shifts at the same time.
And we remember from yesterday they had like groups of 24.
Right.
Right. For a 24/7 shift.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it's morning, noon, and night.
Exactly. And it shows you how they did it. At the east gate, 6 Levites. At the north gate, 4 daily. At the south gate, 4 daily. As the vestibule, 2x2. At the colonnade on the west, 4. At the causeway, and 2 at the colonnade. These were divisions of gatekeepers of the sons of Korah and the sons of Merah. 2 Levitical strains, the Korah and the Merari. The Levites, Ahijah, was over the treasury of the house of Yah. Also the treasuries of the dedicated things, the sons of Ladan, the sons of Gershonites, belonging to Ladan. The prince of the tribes of Ladan, the Gershonites, Yehiliah, the sons of Yehiliah, Zetan, and Joel, his brother, were over the treasuries of the house of Yah. They were responsible for the treasury. Yeah, you had to been trustworthy. Can't go in them sticky fingers. And a lack of mores, country. You had to have some mores and no sticky fingers, okay? Of the Amramites, the Asharites, the Hebronites, the Uzzielites, Jabul, son of Gershom, son of Moses, was the principal officer over the treasury. Did y'all hear that? A descendant of Moses was the principal, principal prince over the treasury. His brothers, Eliezer, his sons, Rehabiah, his son, Jehaliah, his son, Joram, his son, Zikrik, his son, Shelophne. That Shelophne and his brothers were all over the treasuries of dedicated things that were dedicated by King Dawud and the princesses of the tribes and the officers of the thousands, because when they came back from war, these officers would present booty. And hundreds, and the other army officers, they dedicated some of the booty of wars to maintain the house of Yah.
So all, who were these men that were in charge of it?
These were the men that were in charge. They were descendants of Moses.
There you go.
Gershom.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
Moses was a Kohathite, but his sons were over the tribe of Gershom.
Exactly. Interconnected relationship.
Yep.
And all the treasures of the dedicated that were dedicated by King Dawud, okay, they dedicated some of the booty of wars to maintain the house of Yah for its maintenance. All that Samuel, the prophet, had dedicated. Samuel the prophet didn't think himself something special. He had made dedications. And Saul, King Saul, King Saul had Meg dedicate the son of Kish. Abner, his commander, son of Ner, Joab, son of Zariah, you know, King David's boy. They had made dedications of what, or simply what any other common man had dedicated, were under the charge of Shelophan and his brothers. The Azharites, the son of Naiah, and his sons were over Israel as clerks, the head clerks, just like Abiyah is a clerk on his show, and magistrates for affairs outside the sanctuary, even outside the sanctuary for affairs. The Hebronites, the Hashabiah, and his brothers, capable men. They were capable and intelligent and physically capable. They, 1,700 supervising Israel on the west side of the Jordan in all matters of Yah and the service of the king. They had to be connected. They had to have communication. The Hebronites, Zariah, the chief of the Hebronites, they were investigated in the 40th year of King David by tribes of all their clans. It was an investigation of them. And men of substance who were found among them at Jazer, Gilead. His brothers, able men, 2,700 princes of tribes. King David put them in charge of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh in matters of Yah and matters of the king on the other side of the Jordan. He needed that connection, that communication. He needed them to be in constant connection with matters concerning Yah and matters concerning Yah, most important, and matters secondarily concerning the king and what was to be done in certain matters in regards to the king. That continuum communication. We need to understand relationship, that continuum communication. And a capable man in these men regard had been investigated by King David. Not no herky-jerky turkeys, but men who had been investigated by King David. By us, for that matter, capable men who have proven themselves by not only by their love for Yah, but by their actions was indicated, because you have to have something to investigate. So their action was investigated. How they lived their lives with their families, their friends, the nation, their relationship with Yah. So all these things had to be investigated. And it's all about relationship, because all these men's lives, these princesses of these tribes, they had lies. And so King David investigated their lies. And see, because some of us don't understand what lies are, Cartrell, and we think we can do anything. That's not the way it was. It's not the way it was. Cartrell, my dear brother and friend, what say you?
Yes, sir. We could do a compare and contrast then and now. Because what are our men of valor, what are our mighty men doing now?
Exactly.
Playing ball.
Playing ball.
Giants.
Yeah.
Knicks.
Yeah.
Milwaukee Bucks.
You ain't lying. They just won.
Dallas Cowboys.
Yep. Them boys.
That's what our mighty men are doing now. Our enemies got our mighty men playing little boys' games. Instead of taking care of the business of the nation.
Uh-huh.
These men wasn't playing no football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer. No. These men of valor was looking out for the nation, right?
They were out handling business.
Exactly.
They were out
handling business.
They had to
be of a certain caliber of men. And y'all gave the requirements for our leaders. They had to be men of truth, men that are men of God. And men that hated unjust gain. Three qualifications.
Right. You couldn't bribe them. They would
men of God.
Right. They, you
men
could
of
rap.
Truth.
Right.
And men that
and
hated
they,
unjust gain.
Right. And they treated their family right. They treated their friends right. They treated the brothers in the nation right. Didn't have a blemish against them. And that's about relationship. As I keep reiterating over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, it's all about relationship, people. It's about relationship with the Most High. It's about relationship with one another. It's about relationship with your friend. It's about relationship with your wives, your husbands. It's about relationship, people. It's a continuum. Go ahead, Cartrell.
Again, comparing and contrast, these men who we just read about, men of renown, men of strength, men of substance, mighty men, they didn't compete with each other. They worked with each other. Because we read about thousands of them, thousands of men, talking about thousands of egos, talking about thousands of people that got, you know, stuff, that are able to put their egos aside and work with each other for the good of the nation. And if we could ever get back to that, we would be something else. But we are so far from that, that unity that we just read about. These great men had the ability to work together with each other and not compete or fight with each other. That's an honorable thing.
Well, Cartrell, well, you didn't say anymore, so I assume I can make an assumption. I don't like to assume. So if Cartrell is done with his commentary, he's going to lead us further on in some deeper, more studies. One of these beautiful songs that King Darwin left for our studies. And these songs take time once Cartrell and I get done with these studies. Let's take time and do some breakdown and reconstruction on your own, okay? Meditate on what we said, and then see the importance of applying this in your life, the importance of relationship with y'all, the importance of relationship with one another. Let's take the time out to do that for yourself, okay? And Cartrell is about to, I think he's going to Psalms 44.
That's right, Psalms 44. Praise y'all, we get an opportunity to get inside the head of King David. We already saw how orderly he was, how he was able to gather all the chief people in the nation and get them coordinated to run the nation. Now we get his personal thoughts and his personal relationship with the Most High, and leaves that example for us to follow, because he had a great relationship with our Creator, and he's trying to pave the way for us. So what did he tell us in the 44th chapter of the book of Psalms? Give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel for our King, King David, and the wisdom that he left behind for us. He said, we have heard with our ears, O Elohim. Our fathers have told us what work you did in their days and in the times of old. How important is that? I just spoke about it. They talk about Dr. Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks as black history. Oh, no. Our history goes way back further than that. And in looking back at our history, we see how interconnected the creator of the universe is and was with our people and all the great works that he did for us. And what great works did he do for us? He took us out of Egypt when we cried to get out of that bondage. And he did spectacular works that we read about already, by the way, by way of his prophet Moshe. And then what he did with Joshua and Caleb, and taking the land of the Canaanites and fighting off the giants of the land. So Yah has done great works for his people. And we should know him. Our children should know him. But like I said, we have heard with our ears, oh Yah, our fathers have told us. We're supposed to be telling our children the same thing. What work you did in their day in times of old. How you just drive out the heathen with thy hand and planted them. How you did afflict the people and cast them out. And we're talking about the Canaanites here, the Philistines, the Jebusites, the Moabites, the Ammonites, and everybody else that was in the way, the nation, securing its inheritance by way of the covenant that he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our fathers, that land would be their land Promised Land, the Holy Land. That's why they call it the Promised Land. Thou art my King, O Elohim. Command deliverances for Yahweh. Don't we need that? We need Yah to command deliverances for us because we are broken people under captivity, under duress, oppression, in the greater prison industrial complex under universal white racist supremacy.
You better believe it.
I know I said a mouthful there.
Yeah. But you,
go ahead.
I said, yeah, but you better believe it, though.
Oh, yeah. No question. We got to know the truth, which is why they hide our history. They don't know. They don't want us to know the works that the Most High did for our fathers in the days of old. Do they?
No. I don't think so.
No. They don't want that. As a matter of fact, they tell you blatantly. They got movies out. Movie called the Black Messiah. And it goes into how J. Edgar Hoover of the FBI is looking for a Black Messiah amongst our people.
Right.
Now, why would he do that? Does he know our history better than we do? Does he know about Moses and Aaron and how our ancient fathers rolled or how Yah rolled with our ancient fathers? Of course they do. It's just that we don't know.
Contrail.
Huh?
This would lead you to believe that he knows something.
You got to say that again. I couldn't quite hear you.
I said the evidence would lead you to believe that he knows of something in that regard, because our history.
Well, they consider us inferior to them.
Right.
And to a large degree, they have us in an inferior position because they have the greater weapons to hold us in check. They have the system to hold us in check, which has them ruling over us. But if I'm superior to you, I won't spend so much time and energy and effort trying to keep you down.
Exactly.
So there's something up. Why they pay so much attention? Why are we the ones being shot down in the street unarmed? We ain't no threat.
Exactly.
You guys got the nuclear weapons. You have the Air Force, the Army, the Navy, the Green Beret, right?
Exactly.
What do we got compared to that? And why y'all scared of us? What's the fear? What's the fear factor? That's what I want to know. Oh, they know. They know that the creator of the universe, when he's not angry with us, he will defend us. Like we're reading here, because through thee, we will push down our enemy, right? It ain't through marching in the street talking about Black Lives Matter. No, they know our lives matter. It ain't because we black, and we're not black. We are a nation that's in exile. Through thee, we will push down our enemies, and through thy name, we will tread them down that rise up against us. Through whose name, Yam Suf?
You said by whose name?
Yeah. How are we going to do this? How are we going to push down our enemies? And through his name, we're going to check them underfoot that rise up against us.
Well, that's by the name of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov.
Okay.
Now, his name.
Now you know why they gave us the name of false gods to worship, right? Because we're going to be calling on the wrong name at the wrong time.
Well, they've been calling on the wrong name for a long time, truth be told.
Oh, yeah. That's why they got us in check. Because if we go through Yah's name, we would tread them down that rise up against us. We ain't got to worry about seeking justice in their court. Right?
Exactly.
It's like Moses going to Pharaoh's court and putting him up on charges for killing all the Hebrew boys in Egypt. What do you think Pharaoh going to do? You come into my court to charge me for killing your son? That ain't how it works.
No.
But you have saved us from my enemies. Like we're talking about, he saved us from Pharaoh. He saved us from the Philistines. He saved us from the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Rephaim and the Zamzumim, the giants, and has put them to shame that hated us. Oh, so many people on the planet hate us. How many people on the planet hate us? And for what? Why y'all hating us? What do? We didn't invade nobody's country and take them and make them our slaves, did we? Did we do that? I don't think so. People hate us without a cause. And guess what? The Most High is going to save us from them.
and he's going to put them to shame. In Elohim, we boast all the day long. Yes, America says in God they trust. What God they trust in? On all your money, it says in God they trust. What God do they trust in? Is it your God? Is it the true and living God? We're going to boast in the true and living God because his word is true and his word endures forever and ever. And we're going to praise his name for how long? Forever. Selah. So Yah has cast us off and has put us to shame and goes not forth with our armies. Ain't that true, Yah? So we just read about it.
You better believe
it. David had his army intact. Yeah, all his mighty men locked down. Our mighty men, they out here beating each other up in arenas
and shooting each other.
And shooting each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what our mighty men are doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all ain't fighting for us because we crazy as hell.
No.
Y'all cast us off and he put us to shame. That's why we broken people. And he does not go for us. For our armies. We don't even have an army anymore. It says thou makest us to turn back from the enemy. That's why we begging them, hands up, don't shoot. And they which hate us spoil for themselves. So yeah, every day you're getting robbed. Pay taxes when you go to store, you pay taxes after you go to work. Nothing you have you really own. You don't even own the house you think you own.
No, you don't.
It says, thou hast given us, like sheep, appointed for meat, that hast scattered us among the heathen. Yep, that's why we locked down in the prison industrial complex, broken houses, broken families, broken children, broken sisters, broken brothers. Thou sellest thy people for naught. What were they selling us for? Some rum and some guns?
Yep. Jewelry, knives. Access cheap stuff.
They put it, they put us on a market like pigs and goats and cows and sheep.
Yep.
Just like them. They put their brand and eye on us and sold us on a market like they still do.
Because
them brothers that playing ball, they still do the same thing to them, right? They put them on the market. We're going to trade you. You just stock and come on. We're going to sell you to the Miami Heat. We don't need your services no more.
Yep. That's a way of doing it, selling it.
Oh, yeah. So the Most High to get paid for us being sold. He said, thou dost not increase your wealth by their price. Whatever price they paid for us, y'all wasn't getting paid.
Exactly.
You've made us a reproach to our neighbors, and ain't we? That's why we got broken neighborhoods. That's why we shooting each other. That's why we shooting babies. We're reproached to each other. You know our history. Right?
Sure.
Who else is a reproach to their neighbors? Other people get along with each other. Unless they got, other people got problems, but not like ours. We are reproach to our neighbors. And they scorn and derision to them that are round about us. That's why we hate ourselves and hate each other.
And hate anything that remotely looks like us.
There you go.
That including Hamites. We hate them too because they look like us.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Make us a byword among the heathen and each other. We niggas, we bitches, we hoes. What are the bywords we got? Vanderpool, Smith, Johnson, Jones, Hamilton.
You better believe it.
Byword among the heathen.
You better believe it.
A shaking of the head amongst the people. Imagine going to China, Aki, a black man. They ask you, what's your name? Oh, my name is Mark Hamilton. My name is Mark. What? How you get that name? My name is Stephen Edward Brantlepool. Nigga.
My name is Yamsoup Lee.
Yamsoup Lee. Oh, you sound like a brother to me.
Yeah, Yamsoup Lee.
Okay.
Niggas, hey, man, you ain't no damn Lee.
You ain't no damn Vanderpool or Smith or Jones or Johnson either.
Yum soup Lee.
And what's your mother tongue? I grew up learning English.
We don't know.
Are you English? Are you from England?
No, I'm from the United States of America. I'm an African American. Another Bible.
Yeah, they shake their heads and go by there. They don't know the hell they talking.
Man, these people don't know. They sleeping. What's wrong with them?
Yeah.
We're confused, like the next verse says. Our confusion is continually before us. Why are we so confused? Because we in a state of amnesia. And the shame of my sins have covered me. Because we act in a fool while we in a state of amnesia. For the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth by reason of the enemy and avenger. Yeah, so we put ourselves in a predicament, and our enemies say everything and anything they want about us. Yeah, they niggas, they bitches, they hoes, they gangsters. Yeah, look at them. All this has come upon us, yet we have not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. That's what we need to be saying. So, yeah. Even all this has happened to us, y'all. We broken people. We confused. We confusion is always before us. We're reproached to each other. Even though this has come upon us, we a byword. They call us anything and everything. We still haven't forgotten you, amazingly. Mm-hmm. Even though they try to take that away, right? Even the slaves were singing about Zion and Moses going down and telling Pharaoh, let my people go. We haven't forgotten y'all. Even though they try to make us forget, we've had men and women who remembered y'all and try to teach our people who we really are.
Exactly.
It says, all this has come upon us, yet we have not forgotten you, neither have we dealt falsely with thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back. We have to strengthen our hearts to not be turned back from Yah ever again, because we don't want to stay in this circumstance, nor do we want these circumstances to ever come upon us again.
Amen.
Neither have our steps declined from your way, Yah. We have to follow Yah's way, not Yamsu's way, not Katriel's way, not Sister Abia's way, not Imahadora's way. Whose way? What way are we trying to follow?
The Most High's way.
Just like King David. Though thou hast so broken us. Oh, see, even y'all knew we were broken people. What do you say?
Yeah.
You broke us.
Mm-hmm.
And where we at? In a place of dragons. These people that have no pity on us and cover us with the shadow of death. Every day, death is knocking at our door. If they ain't shooting us, we shooting each other.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
If we have forgotten the name of our Elohim, and most of our people have, because we're calling on the wrong name. They calling on the Son. Don't call on the Son. Call on the Father. Find out who the Father is. The Creator, where the book starts, in the beginning, God, Elohim, Yah, Yahweh Zebaoth, spoke and created the heavens and the earth. We're stretching our hands to a strange God. Unfortunately, we're still stretching our hands to strange gods.
The gods of our enemies.
Huh? The gods of our enemies. For sure. And you think they're gonna teach you the way to the true and living God?
Sure.
I don't think so.
They'll tell you don't go in that Yom Suf and show Yom Suf and Cartier too. Them niggas crazy.
Oh yeah. They dinosaurs.
Yeah. Them niggas crazy.
Oh niggas. Can't teach them new tricks.
Hey, we didn't educate them. Where did they get that certificate from? They didn't get it from one of our illustrious colleges. No.
Right.
So I have no business telling you about y'all.
You know why? Because King David prayed for us.
Yeah.
He knew what the future was going to be. And he said,
yeah.
Yet we have not forgotten thee. Praise Yah. The Most High gave us remembrance of him.
Hallelujah.
So he says, shall not Elohim search all this out? Yeah, Yah is watching. And you're going to see whose heart turns back to him, who's going back to this covenant with him, our Father, who's walking diligently in his way, and what's going to happen.
Amen.
For he knows the secrets of the heart. So you could talk all you want, but Yah knows your heart, doesn't he?
Yep.
Yea, for thy sake, we are killed all day long. Ain't that the truth?
Ain't that the truth? You better believe it.
We are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
You better believe.
He's dying just like the sheep in the butcher store.
Man, you better believe.
In every city. Right?
Amen.
You don't get the news report from every city. You ever notice when you travel, the news be the same? And tonight, we have a report on...
Five people shot, two of them were children.
Damn, I'm in Baltimore. What the hell?
Sheep was slaughtered. Five of them shot, two of them were children. And grandma was shot off the porch, too. They even shot the little dog. Man, everywhere you go. Yep.
Everywhere you go.
Yep.
Being shot down like sheep led to the slaughter.
You better believe
it. Stop saying, awake, y'all. Why are you sleeping? Oh, yeah. Arise. Cast us not off forever. So this little bit of time, this is a little bit of time in y'all's eye, because we need to get this punishment in. We violated terribly, especially when we read about our kings. Man, we lucky we ain't blasted off the face of the earth. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression. Trust me, y'all hasn't forgot, and he sees what's going on with us. For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our belly cleaveth to the earth. Arise for our help and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. What a powerful prayer. Who wrote this prayer? King David? He wasn't in this situation. So he saw the future. He sees our condition. And he knows that the Most High is going to rise up and take us out of it.
Right. He knew what
Praise
was.
Out.
Praise
That's out. Right.
Well, contrary. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying it's amazing that he has such prophetic vision. This is a prayer combined with prophecy.
Right.
It shows that King David was a prophet.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, Patria, my dear brother and friend, fellow citizens, and there's no need for me to expound any further on what Patria has just studied with us. We highly recommend that you go back and go with at your leisure, and you deconstruct and reconstruct, and at the end of the day you will find out that it's all about relationship with Creator, relationship with each other, and relationship with strangers. How they can work for you, how they can work on you. It is all predicated on the relationship with the Creator. That is the linchpin right there. The relationship with the Creator is the linchpin for everything. That relationship must be the most quality relationship that you can ever develop and maintain with any entity. Therein lies your solution. Contrary, my dear brother and friend, do you have any closing remarks?
Just that we did a compare and contrast with back then and today when we read the first chapter that you read in Chronicles.
Right.
And King David had it going on.
Exactly.
Right?
He did.
When we get to this chapter that he's writing here in Psalms, it don't sound nothing like we read in Chronicles, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Because King David had victory over all his enemies. He had peace. He had treasury in the temple that had to be guarded 24/7. And land was at peace with him. Finally, he wanted to build a temple, but Most High said you can't do it. But you see what was in his mind. He saw the future of where we are now. He said, when we wind up there, we're not going to forget your name, y'all. And here we are. We haven't forgotten y'all's name. And we pray that his words touch y'all's heart, that he would rise up and deliver us from our enemies, from those that hate us without cause, and slaughter us like sheep every day that we are living in his lands of the dragon, where we are broken. This is a deep psalm right here, man.
Exactly. Well, as I said, fellow students, I don't have to expound anymore. I think Cartier has done a great job at expounding and getting his meaning across. So I just would implore you to reconstruct it and apply it to your lives. That's what I would implore you to do. And as a matter of fact, let the Most High direct and order your steps. When you cast lots and pray to the Most High to direct and order your steps, cast lots. If it's good enough for our founding fathers, certainly it should be good enough for you. I do it all the time. When I don't know the answer, because I don't have that much sense anyway, I normally cast lots to the Most High. And I normally pray in whatever direction I said, Most High direct and order myself. And I really mean this. And I said, help me, don't let me be deceived or whatnot. And normally, I'm going to tell you, for the most part, the Most High directed me in the right directions. All praises be unto his name. And especially when I'm not ego run amok. Because as Katria indicated in that chapter, he knows your heart. He knows if you're for real. Okay? So don't go to him faking a funk. Because you're not going to get nowhere going to the Most High faking a funk. He know you. Be for real. Keep it real. Tell him what you're about. Tell him what you're trying to get about. Tell him what you're trying to be about. You know, you're trying to love on him or whatnot. You're weak. You need help. In whatever department, you need to come clean. Okay? Because ain't no sense you hiding nothing. He know everything anyway. And Contrell and I, we always encourage you in order to cement and facilitate that relationship. A dual effect. Cement and facilitate. Facilitate it and cement it. We recommend that you get your new heart and spirit. As King Dawood asked him, when he knew he was on the house with God, he knew he needed a new way of thinking, and he knew he needed a new spirit to help facilitate it. And so we always recommended at each show to do that. And Contrell and I, we don't know much about anything, but we do know this for certainty. You're getting ready to get out of here. You've been studying with us on the Real Talk for Real People show. May the Most High direct and order your steps. Stop leaning to your own understanding. It ain't cute. It ain't working for you. It's working against you. And to get you a new spirit and a new heart to help facilitate and cement that relationship with Yah, do that. And all praises and glory be unto his name. And may we bless the name of Yah. Good night. And get out of that brown grass, Contrell said, by this fellow.
Brown grass.
Good night.
On the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind. Her love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Brown grass. On the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I made a mess of the life I had with you, in search of something new. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Why didn't I know that she was a essential part of me? I thought that I needed to find me and I needed to be free. Why didn't I know that she was all that I would ever need? I looked at the distant view and thought it was for me. But now I know it was just brown grass. On the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind. Her love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Why didn't I know that she was a essential part of me? I thought that I needed to find me and I needed to be free. Why didn't I know that she was all that I would have? ever need. I looked at the distant view and thought it was for me. But now I know it was just brown grass. On the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind. A love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass.